Another question now, and we've had this one in from John Blinker.
Hello, Naked Scientists. I'd like to know why every allergy season I get really, really sleepy and there's nothing I can do about it. I understand it might have something to do with histamine, but I don't understand that, and I wonder if you guys can explain it to me. Thanks very much. Love your show.
Love you too, John. But what do you reckon, Chris?
It's a difficult one, this, isn't it? Because there's a number of things going on here. I know for a fact that when I get a very blocked up nose and claggy throat because of allergy, I don't sleep very well. And so I think that part of this is that we don't get a good night's sleep because you're continuously tossing and turning and sort of clearing your throat and trying to blow your nose and so on. Even when you're asleep, you're still being disturbed in your sleep, so you're not getting restful sleep. And I think that's part of the equation. The other thing is that how do people manage an allergy problem? Well, they take antihistamines because most of that allergy response is the release of histamine in your mucous membranes, eyes, nose, other parts of your body. And the histamine then produces all the symptoms. It causes the itchiness because it winds up the nerve fibres that supply that part of the body. It also causes blood vessels to open up and so-called dilate and become leaky. So you get swelling of the tissue. And this causes your nose to become all puffy. And when you take antihistamines, these are molecules that look like histamine but can't activate the receptors that histamine normally goes onto. So they block up the histamine effect. Unfortunately, your brain also uses histamine to talk between one set of nerve cells and another, and histamine plays a really important role in arousal and awakening, and if you block the action of histamine in the brain, then you feel very sleepy. And the best antihistamine drugs, unfortunately, tend to be the ones that also are not selective between what the brain needs to do with histamine and what the rest of the body needs to do with histamine. There are antihistamine drugs that can exclude themselves from the brain, but they're not really as good. So by treating your hay fever or your allergies with an antihistamine, you're actually also sending yourself off to sleep. And I think some of the problem is probably going to be down to that.